Hey, Vink.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, it's September, and you know what that means for certain anniversaries?
That means you need to buy a new calendar because it's October.
Dang. Dang it. Yeah, let me try that again. Wait. This week on the Famicom Dojo Video Game Podcast, we belatedly celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Sega Dreamcast. For Future Retro, Vink talks about Grandia 2, one of his favorite Dreamcast titles, and I've been playing a much older game. Much older. Like from before any of your great-grandparents were even born. Oh, please, one more continue. Hey, Vink.
Hey, Sean.
So, yeah, it's October now as we're recording this, but last month was September, and September was a just month full of anniversaries, but there's one in particular that I wanted to talk about today because it's very near and dear to my heart.
Oh, you don't have to hint that. Like, we've known each other a very long time, and I wouldn't forget a day like that that's so special in your life.
Right, like, Two decades.
I would never forget the birth of a good friend of mine, the Sega Dreamcast. So, yes.
Yeah. So that's totally what I was getting at.
Let's talk
about the Sega Dreamcast.
I cannot think of any other birthday that was that month.
20 years old. 20.
Yep. It's old enough to drink in Japan.
Ah, but not America.
Not America.
You know, funny story. I went to Mexico when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I say kid, I was 18. And you can drink when you're 18 in Mexico.
Yeah.
But you cannot drink at that age in America. Thanks, Ronald Reagan. But what I wanted to say about that was, I think when I went to Japan later, I was 21, and that wasn't a problem. But what's the legality of that? I'm just wondering. I know, like, the adults that were on the Mexico trip were like, tequila. If you're dumb enough, basically, to have a bottle in your room in full view of the door,
that was just
your fault.
I forgot. So what do you mean the legality? Like, if a foreigner goes to Japan, can they drink?
Yeah. Like, it's interesting, right?
I guess it's kind of a win in Rome situation. I don't know.
Yeah.
Never really thought about that. Because I went to Japan when I was 21. Interestingly
okay,
enough.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
So that's interesting. But isn't it strange that the Dreamcast is not old enough to drink in the United States, but it was old enough to die in a console war? I'm sorry.
And so young, too.
So young. Oh, sorry. Anyway. Oh, I've missed this podcast, John. I have missed this podcast. God.
You can support the Famicom Dojo video game podcast and web series. Consider becoming a Patreon supporter today. Current Dojo Disciple supporters are Colin Swinboard, Brady Cashin, Chris Berkland, Daniel Hathcock, Earl Grey III, John Eternal, Lena, and Paul Spicknall. Also, for anyone signed up for the You Might Get a T-Shirt tier, you've definitely gotten a T-Shirt by now. For just $5 a month for 4 months, you might get a T-Shirt too. We have 3 currently exclusive designs, plus the red and white Famicom Dojo Switch-inspired logo T-Shirt. And now that it's 2020, we're going to add one more. So if you're on your way, just hold tight or sign up today if you haven't already. Even if you can only give a dollar, it's better than an ad. Just head over to patreon.com/FamicomDojo for more details.
So yeah, 20 years of Dreamcast. And you know what I noticed about this particular anniversary?
What's that?
No one said a thing. No one noticed. I almost forgot, even though I was thinking about mentioning something.
Yeah. I don't know. Twitter noticed. I saw some things coming up on Twitter.
All right. I just know that I posted something on my feed.
Yeah.
That just was like, hey, I almost forgot.
Yeah. It's strange because I know people and sites and things have made a really big deal out of 10 years and surprisingly also 15 years. But I guess
that is surprising.
But 20 years is the bigger thing, but I don't know. I guess. And that's why, and that's very sad because Dreamcast is a very special system in my heart and probably definitely one of my top 5 favorite consoles ever released.
Awesome.
I think that if it had lived longer, it might even be number 1. I loved the type of games that were on this platform.
I know that, like, you know, they were mutual friends, of course, but like I had friends who like were really wanting me to get into it and how much I resisted it for such a long time. And I did play like a lot of Power Stone and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's like, I could just play Smash Brothers. Like
one of those people was me. I remember your argument was, but Final Fantasy X. It was hard to counter that.
Yeah, it was. But then I played Final Fantasy X, and well, I guess I made my choice.
If I would have known what I knew now, I was like, I'm sure you can get something like Blitzball on the Dreamcast.
Oh Lord! Right. Well, I didn't know that either at the time. But hindsight's certainly 20/20.
But Dreamcast is the first console system that I purchased with my own money, I'd earned from part-time jobs. The previous console that we'd had in the house was, well, I mean, okay, let me take that back. It's not the first console I purchased with my money because I got into retro gaming when I had a job and I was buying lots of old stuff with my personal savings. But it was the first console I bought new with my own money. I bought it at Shopko. Oh, Shopko. Shopko just closed its doors, didn't it?
Yep, they were a few stores still open, but they are totally done now. But you know, Toys R Us is coming back now that they don't owe any retirement funds to any of their long-standing employees. So that's
cool. So the Dreamcast.
Anyway,
yeah.
So the Dreamcast that you could buy at Toys R Us at one point in
that's
the past.
True. Ah. Nice save. Okay. Anyway, so I bought this thing, and it just seemed so futuristic and high tech. I mean, this was the system that kind of got me back into new gaming. Mm-hmm. I went full retro for a while because the N64 was a disappointment in my eyes. Sorry, I know that's a very controversial statement, but when I went off to college, I just let my brother have it. And I was for about a time of about 2 years, I kind of stopped with the modern gaming. I know that doesn't sound like a long time, but that's a long time when you're a kid.
Oh, sure.
Or a young adult, I suppose I was. But anyway, I got myself the Dreamcast, and man, what did I purchase when I bought it? Power Stone, Soul Calibur, Dead or Alive 2, I think were the ones that I had right at the beginning. And man, and early on I got an RPG called Evolution, which is not great, but was really fun at the time. Just so many good titles. And
I'm trying to remember Evolution. Like, that's tickling something in my brain right now.
It was put out by... Ubisoft released it, but it was a random dungeon RPG. It had characters that were all named after weapons, like grenade and mag launcher. And again, I mean, I was following that already because it had it was able to. There was a Neo Geo Pocket Color version of it. Yeah, this is the Dreamcast linked with the Neo Geo Pocket Color, which was another reason for me to get it. You know.
Oh sure.
But so many good games in such a short amount of time, because that system was available commercially for only about a year and a half, right?
Yeah, it was really short.
There were a couple games that staggered out afterwards, and then the homebrew community kept it going for a while. And in Japan, it kept going until 2005 with releases. The last one by Sega was Puyo Puyo Fever in, I think, 2004. But then there were a bunch of shooters released post that.
Right.
So... that were actually printed on real Dreamcast discs, but it has an active homebrew community to this day who are producing games for it.
That's super cool, and that has something to do with I think it was like some pretty easy C code you could use to write it. And there was a time when I was thinking about trying my hand at it, but I'm just
I mean,
I don't know if I want to learn this.
The homebrew community was fantastic on it, but at the cost of the fact that it was so easy to hack this console. It was so easy to pirate games. That's one of
Definitely.
I mean, we knew people in college who had owned Dreamcasts who never owned an actual game.
Right.
I knew people who just had these piles and piles of CDRs or whatever. And I was actually Not made fun of, not bullied to that extent, but someone was questioning my sanity as to why I would buy games when they're so easy to download.
Right. Yeah, Bleemcast sure was a thing.
Bleemcast was not a problem. Bleemcast was fully legal, so.
Was it?
Bleemcast was the way to play PlayStation games on the Dreamcast.
That's what I'm thinking.
Now, of
course.
Sony sued them and got it taken off the market, but like you could, I mean, that's how I played Metal Gear Solid, by the way, I played it on my Dreamcast through Bleem.
Okay.
Very interesting time that product even existed. Can you imagine
Definitely.
That right now? Can you imagine that there's a program for the Xbox, One X, which would allow you to play PlayStation 3 games. I mean, just imagine that. Right? So weird.
Yeah.
But anyway, love that
Super
console.
Weird.
And I think I bought more games for that, like more new games for that during that course of period than any other time in my life up until maybe the Switch.
Okay.
Like... It just seemed like there was I was subscribed to the Dreamcast official magazine, which came with demo discs every month. I must have put 20 hours into the demo of Jet Set Radio. Jet Set Radio. Gosh, think of all the great games that were on this system.
Yeah.
Jet Set Radio, Shenmue. You had Skies of Arcadia, Grandia 2. A million great arcade ports. You had that an arcade perfect. I mean, because at the time Sega was using Naomi hardware in their arcade machines, which was basically just a slightly souped up Dreamcast. So porting was easy, and a lot of the ports were arcade perfect. So you got your Crazy Taxi. These really good arcade shooters, Confidential Mission. House of the Dead, just so many wonderful things and such, and so many unique things. It was the first console that had a built-in modem, so they were pushing online play with things like Choo Choo Rocket from the beginning, and later on, voice chat was released with Alien Front Online. Yeah, that's right, voice chat.
Wow. Oh, and you can't forget Seaman.
Yep. What was great was I remember sitting there with my friend, and it was like, "Welcome to the world of Seaman." And my friend says, "That sounds like Leonard Nimoy." And immediately after he said that, he went, "I'm Leonard Nimoy." I was like, "What?" It was so great. It was such a weird game.
So good.
But there's just such amazing games for that platform. And I mean, it was totally overshadowed by the PlayStation 2, and it did not do well. People were feeling burnt from the Saturn. But if you were there at the time as part of it, it was just great. And the early Dreamcast games were way better than the early PlayStation 2 games. PlayStation 2, of course, eclipsed the Dreamcast in many ways. But like when it first came out, there were games that still were looking better on the Dreamcast than on the PlayStation 2 because developers were more used to the hardware. You know, the right. Motion engine on the PlayStation 2 was hard to program for at first. Reminds me of the Sega Saturn.
Right.
But, you know, they were able to produce some amazing things on the Dreamcast. And sadly, some of the games that were the most promising never got released. Propeller Arena got canceled because of the 9/11 tragedies.
Right.
Half-Life got canceled due to the short life of the system. Although, people have found all the code, and a lot of people are playing Half-Life on the Dreamcast still today. Same with Propeller Arena, actually. Both of those leaked.
Oh, okay.
But again, that's the active homebrew community which kept these things going. Shenmue 2, right. Only released in the UK. Still mad about that.
Oh, yeah. I think there's definitely both podcasts and maybe some video discussion. I think it's mostly just a pod. There's a podcast we talked about the steps that I went through to get...
To get your data transferred on Shenmue.
Yeah, to get my data transferred. So.
So, yeah, listen to all of our podcasts and find that.
Yeah.
I wish we had searchable show notes.
If our Discord community was... Well, I mean, it's a little searchable. Oh, we're working on that. We're working on a new website, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be amazing. But until then, what we... I'm sure if we had, like, someone from our Discord community or whatever with us, that they would totes be all like, oh, hey, yeah, it's episode... Don't you remember? And I'd be like, yeah, that's...
Our Discord community is great. Oh my gosh! shout out to our Discord right now, and Sean, put a link to that in the show notes. But if you're not on that right now, it's fun. I was nervous about it when I was like, this sounds like it's going to take a lot of work. But I find myself wanting to log in every day to see what people are talking about.
For sure.
And Sean, you occasionally come there as well.
And I'm also occasionally there.
But really, 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 really fun, and it's nice to see the community going around, and we talk about so many things beyond Famicom Dojo there, so it's fun. So please join up if you have the chance. Hope to see you there. Sean, give me some of your Dreamcast memories. What games stood out for you?
Oh boy. Well, I played a lot of Samba de Amigo.
Yes, you did.
And then Samba 2000. And then, like to the point that I was super stoked to find a Samba arcade machine in the wild. Because, you know, before that, when I visited you in Japan, prior to the birth of Famicom Dojo, I was super excited to find a Guitar Freaks stand. And because I was, played some Guitar Hero. And, oh, God.
Yep.
Just so bad. But anyway, yeah, some skills just don't translate as well as you think they might.
No. Man, we played that at the bowling alley, didn't we?
Yes. Was that the same bowling alley where the Incredible Shoe video was filmed?
It is.
Oh, beautiful.
Please look in our description for the Incredible Shoe video.
I'm going to make sure I write that down.
Yeah. Which is still the best thing I've ever filmed.
Right. As much of it as you could actually get on film.
Yep. Film that with a digital camera.
Because
I didn't have a smartphone back then.
Right.
Wow. Ancient history. Anyway.
Right?
So, yeah, Samba, right. Samba definitely.
Just like the Dreamcast.
I mean, I went, the Dreamcast, the death of the Dreamcast was announced while I was in Japan. But but I bought so many Dreamcast games while I was in Japan that I brought back. And, Sean, you're familiar with Cool Cool Tune, right?
Yeah.
Well, Sean,
the name sounds familiar, at least.
It's an SNK music game?
Sure, yeah. No, I don't know what
you're
talking about.
Supports the Samba Maracas?
Oh, does it? Well, yes. Then how could I not know about it?
Yes. Do you know what other game supports the Samba Maracas? There's one other game on Dreamcast that supports the Samba Maracas.
Besides Samba and Samba 2000.
Nope.
Is it the Minimoni game because it has the tambourine? No,
that was on PlayStation actually.
That was PlayStation. Ah, I have no idea.
It's Mr. Driller. You can actually play
Mr. Driller. Oh God.
I've never tried it.
Well,
that's
now I got to look up Mr. Driller. Thanks.
I can send you a copy of Mr. Driller if you need.
Oh God.
But anyway, what were they thinking? What were they thinking releasing incredibly expensive Maraca controllers that supported one game and Mr. Driller? You know, just ridiculous.
You know, the last time that we were at Tokyo Game Show 8 years ago, which happened recently, by the way, and boy, I wish I could have gone because there was some stuff.
Next year, Sean, come on.
That we could have seen. All right. It won't quite be the 10th anniversary of us having been there last.
Okay, in 2 years. Let's go in 2 years.
2 years. Oh Lord, but I think the last time we went, I picked up a copy of Maracas because the ones I have basically didn't work anymore, and I still don't understand what's wrong, like what actually
it's something with the micro springs or something in them.
Okay,
there's fix it guides online, but I am not that technical.
Are there?
Yeah.
Oh God, I could try because I'm willing to try. I love this
game. That would be a
game.
Good video, Sean.
Oh God, I still haven't put one together about the friggin' disc system repair. Even though I have two bands that you sent me, however many years ago that was, I just got to do it. It's scary, you guys. It's scarier placing that stuff.
It is.
What if
it
doesn't work?
That's why when my maracas died, I just bought a new set.
Right, but it's not practical to do that anymore.
It isn't. But I remember when I bought my maracas at GameStop, the original set, and then I bought my second set in Japan for I think $10.
Oh my gosh!
you're not gonna find them for that price anymore. I'll tell you that much.
No, that's the truth.
You're not gonna find anything cheap in Japan anymore. The prices have been going through the roof, and they're going to go higher now that they raised the consumption tax.
Yeah. Although I looked on Twitter after hearing about that, and everyone's like, "Oh, it's not 10% yet." I live in Seattle or New York or wherever large metropolitan area.
Yeah, but I mean, like, we're already taxed on a lot of other stuff as well, you know. So like, it's just
right. Right.
Japanese people who are already notoriously frugal are going to get more frugal, and that's going to cause prices to go up. Like, when they raised the tax from 5% to 8% a few years ago, that's when the game deals started really going away, you know? I mean, it might have just been bad timing, but like, that's when companies were like, "Oh, we're not going to price games at $1 anymore. We should do at least 2, you know?"
You're right. It's actually going to make it worse. Okay.
It was, I mean, already like the book off near my town, when they're raising, you know, I thought they were going to raise the prices on their, like, you got your game that's like 216 yen. So that'd be, you know, 200 yen plus the 8%. But when they raised them up to, you know, I thought they'd go up to 220 yen because that would be the 2% raise in consumption tax. But no, a lot of them got repriced to like 300 some yen. Because probably these companies have been thinking of doing it anyway, and this is just a nice timing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm nervous about that. As someone who has a import game shop. You know, if it costs more for me to get the stuff, then I got to charge more. Then people don't buy anything, and then I can't play video games anymore.
Oh no! Oh no, guys, we can't let Vink not play video games anymore.
I know, first world problems, right? But but yeah, I mean, I didn't get a raise in salary this year. So when 2% goes up for everything, that actually hurts me quite a bit. I got four kids, you know, and
right.
I don't know if you know this, but they eat food every day.
Right. I had this experience where for some reason, at dinner time last night, everyone just kept eating and eating.
What is up with that? Do they not realize how much this stuff costs?
They ate more than did a piece. Like, I don't.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. I was thinking right. I was going to get a fair amount of chicken strips yesterday, but my son was like, I finished my chicken strips. I would like more chicken strips. And I'm
right.
Like,
and you can't just buy more chicken strips because you don't have any money.
Exactly. And I was like, hey, I work for a living. Why don't you want right? more chicken strip? I might have sworn there by accident. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
it's fine.
But so why don't you get a job? What do you mean you're 3 years old?
Is he three already?
He is three already. He's
oh,
been three
no.
for a while. He had an astronaut-themed birthday party. It was very
That's
cute.
That's so cute.
Well, Iris, the new baby that caused us to not podcast anymore, is nearly one.
No.
Yep, next month.
No. That's impossible.
I know, right?
Tell her that's impossible. Is she walking yet?
Kinda. She can stand up and she can get around. But by the way, by the time this podcast comes out, the answer will be yes. So I'll say yes
okay,
because
fair
she's
enough, fair enough.
She's already
fair
been enough. Taking a few tentative steps. So yeah, by the time this comes out, yeah, she's walking.
Okay.
Nuts, right?
I know. Where does the time go? Speaking of which, we should probably move on to Future Retro and Pile of Shame. So let's. What's your final thought on the Dreamcast?
Well, I just want to open it up, and so if you're watching the video version of this or however you're watching it, there should be some way to comment. I would like to hear your Dreamcast memories. What made the system special for you? I really enjoy the feedback that we get, the reading. So, we'll probably, when the podcast launches, we'll also, we'll tag something in one of the Discord threads as well so that we can have a little discussion about this. But, there's so much to say on the Dreamcast that, don't worry, we'll hit it again on the 25th anniversary.
Awesome. Okay, what? Yeah, we won't wait 10 years. There's also it's the 10th anniversary of the 10-year video I made for the Dreamcast.
What?
I really I know. I really was thinking about doing a 20th anniversary update, but I realized that like basically nothing's happened with me and Dreamcast in the interim, and it would just be like me looking older, and there's already like some time travel-ish shenanigans kind of involved in the first one, so just go watch that one. I can't really improve upon it.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
How is that possible?
I know.
Because when you recorded that video, you were almost 30.
I got some bad news for you, Vink.
And,
September was also my birthday.
Oh no!
Guess how old you're going to be next year.
I'm hitting the big 4-0.
Yeah.
And like you want to hear the scariest thing?
Oh, for sure.
I'm worried that I'm late for my midlife crisis.
Oh.
No. Maybe. What I mean is like if I have a midlife crisis this year, it means that I intend to live to be at least 80 years old and I just don't know if I can make it that long.
Sure.
So, like, I feel like I'm a few years late for my midlife crisis.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I don't know. So, anyway, I have a plan to live longer. I'll get to that later.
All right. That sounds good.
And now, a haiku. All but forgotten. Happy belated birthday. It's thinking no more.
My future retro is Grandia 2.
What? Stop it.
Easily, easily one of the best, RPG battle systems ever made.
In Future Retro, we talk about contemporary video games that have the potential to be remembered as classics.
Or classics that we've played for the first time, or just more recently.
And in Pile of Shame, we talk about the games we haven't been playing, and we try to convince each other if we should.
Or not.
I love Grandia 2. Let me tell you how much I love Grandia 2.
I love Grandia 2,
and I don't play RPGs, or I didn't play RPGs. I played it because of the active battle system.
That
got me into it. Yes, continue. I apologize.
Sean, are you sitting down?
I'm sitting down as we speak.
All right. Right now, you can go into the Nintendo eShop and you can buy the Grandia Collection, which includes Grandia 1 and Grandia 2, remastered for your Switch.
What?
Right?
Stop.
Now, Grandia 2 is going to be fine because it's just kind of, it's kind of like those Final Fantasy remasters. It's already in 3D. It's going to be, but it's controversial how Grandia 1 was remastered because they gave it pixel smoothing.
Okay.
That you can't really turn off. Like, it looks fine. It looks fine, but for some, but it was very controversial for a lot of people. And they based it off the PlayStation version rather than the superior Saturn version.
Okay.
But with that in mind, I never played the first Grandia, so I'm not going to know what I'm missing. So I'm looking for it. Why haven't I bought this collection yet? Well, I'll tell you, because I'm still holding out hope that Limited Run's going to release a physical one. But I'll tell you, if it doesn't come out pretty soon, I'm going to bite the bullet. I'm going to buy it. What?
Okay. Sorry. I have a lot going through my head about...
Tell me things.
So I never played the original Grandia either. But I did... So I got a Saturn version when I was in Japan.
Yep.
In 2003. So like it's been
you do. Like you do.
It's been, so many of those games I bought and just never did anything with. I gotta tell you, but then I got a PlayStation version. I think this is actually pretty close to when I was playing Final Fantasy X.
Okay.
sorry. I thought there was more to that anecdote than that. I just realized that this game's on my pile of shame, and I loved Grandia 2 so much, and I couldn't get through Grandia 1. I just couldn't do it.
Well, this might be the time, it'll be nice. I hear that Grandia 3 wasn't as good as the first two, and Grandia Extreme wasn't as good as any of the others. So this is really the ones you'd want to the collection anyway. And I don't know. Frankly, I'd get it just to replay through Grandia 2 again. Because such a great game. Such good music.
Definitely.
Wonderful characters. And it's been enough time now that I've forgotten enough about the story that I think I could still be surprised by elements. I mean, I remember the main stuff, but a lot of the side stuff I really can't recall anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I got to say that if you haven't played Grandia 2 in some form, now is the time. Now, Grandia 2 is available for, of course, the Dreamcast. That's its original format. It is available now for the Switch and, coming soon, or possibly already out by now, the PC.
Zune!
PC. So people will have...
I was close.
Yeah. Grandia 1, there's lots of ways to play it. You can play it on Switch, you can play it on the original PlayStation, you can play it on PSN, you can play it on Steam. There's a lot of ways to play that, but Grandia 2 is still there's not as many ways. But Grandia 2 was great because the story was good. The voice acting was nice. Leonardo from the Ninja Turtles was the main character.
Cam something.
Something like that, yeah. And I thought the story was great, but the thing was is you didn't avoid all your battles because the battles were so fun. Like, right. You could avoid battles because all the enemies were on screen, so you could walk around them. You could avoid the battles if you didn't want to. But I loved playing the battles because it was just a really fun
right.
system. It's hard to describe how it was, but like you could definitely tell when your attacks were coming up, when the enemy had, and you could chain things. It was just fun.
Right, right. I loved that game so much. I'm afraid that I won't love it if I play it again.
That is a fear that I have as well. But I don't know. I feel that from what I've been reading from threads about people playing the remaster, it holds up pretty well.
Okay.
But anyway, Limited Run Games, if you're listening.
and we know you are.
We know you are. I'd like a physical version of that one, please. Or if not, I'd like you to promise me that you're not going to release a physical version the day after I buy it on the eShop.
No kidding.
This has happened to me before.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so how about you? What have you been playing, or what do you hope that you're going to play?
I've been playing chess.
Like Chess Master, Battle Chess. Oh, not Auto just... Chess. Auto Chess. Overlords. What's that called? Chess. Yeah, Auto Chess.
No, just regular chess. I mean, you know, video chess. Just chess. So, all right. At my work, we've been hanging out and doing some things that the cool kids do, and they like playing chess there. And I gotta tell you, like, chess was a thing that my dad tried to get me interested in when I was a lot younger, and I was never very good at it. And when I was younger, if I wasn't good at something then and I couldn't get good at it quickly, I kind of lost patience for it. So I feel pretty bad about that. Yeah.
I mean, and now? The first thing that comes to mind hearing your story is nerds. but the second thing that comes to mind is that I also see chess as a cool thing and of a bit of a rebellion. Because when I was in my junior year of high school, they banned chess at my school.
What?
Well, what they did was they banned games. Like, people used to play Magic the Gathering in the commons.
Sure.
And when they could play Magic the Gathering, they could also play playing cards. And I think there was the thought that games would lead to gambling, which they probably did. To tell you the honest truth, they probably did. But so they banned Magic the Gathering. They banned everything. They banned everything from the school. But chess seemed to us to be a very silly thing to ban. You know what I mean?
Right. In specific.
So it was on the list, and for some reason we decided that this was our first world problem that we were going to take up. So we formed an unofficial an underground chess club.
Oh Lord.
Because
I feel like I've seen this anime.
Because we couldn't find an advisor to set up an actual chess club, so we made it. So what was interesting was our trapper keepers. Yes, trapper keepers.
Baby.
They were clear, and what we would do is we would print out chess boards and put them under there, and we had little pieces of paper with like chess pieces on them.
Uh-huh.
And we would secretly but out in the open be playing chess. In defiance of this mandate. And man, did we feel like we were being super cool Rebels at the time. And I'd like to address my past self right now. Please listen up, past self. Nerd! Okay.
That is a beautiful story, and I'm so glad
you
told it.
Have I lost you? Hello?
But, man, I cannot follow up.
But yeah,
I can talk about other chess games I've played before. Like you mentioned Battle Chess. There was an NES version of Battle Chess, but my dad had the PC one with, like, you know, the higher fidelity graphics.
It was so nice.
And my favorite part of that, how come did I get this? Maybe I didn't get the joke at the time. And that's how this worked. But the knight when attacked by the queen? The knight would lose his arms and legs.
And just hop around for a while. Yeah, just like the Monty Python sketch. Yeah.
Yeah, but so I hadn't seen Monty Python yet, I think, when I had played Battle Chess. So later I got it. Later it made sense. Because it's like, I'm sure I was much too young to have seen Monty Python, but I definitely have played this game to have played the NES version and own it, which I still do today.
It was...
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm not playing any of those. I'm just playing the chess.com iPhone app instead of, like, the website or whatever, because you get, like, scores and ratings and you match up against actual other people and there's puzzles and stuff you can solve, so...
Is this like chess by mail, like, in that way that, like, you do a move and then it might be a couple hours or days until another move? Or you have to do it in real time?
No, yeah, it's real time. It's live, like a tournament setting, so they're all timed. And so you have for instance, like a 5 minute count or a 10 minute counter. And then, you know, it's whoever wins first, who runs out of time first, loses. And it's hard. It's hard to think that way, especially when you're not any good. I thought I was getting to some kind of intermediate level because I've been playing so much with these co-op kids.
I'm guessing though that anybody who's serious enough about chess to be playing this is probably pretty good.
Right. There are entire levels. So I've been like watching tons of YouTube videos, like pretty much every chance I get. Like, or, you know, some of them are like games that really famous chess players have played, like Bobby Fischer or Carl Magnussen. I think I got that name wrong, and everyone's gonna hate me now. So I'm a noob, guys. Be gentle. But then I've also been like looking at different kinds of gambits and ways to handle different openings and stuff. So I've been trying things out, and every once in a while I get to get one over on an opponent. But for the most part, I just stink, and I just like doing it. I don't think I'm getting any better, but I've been playing like the thing I used to play every day was Pokemon Go, right?
Okay.
Now it's chess. And I still do Pokemon Go every day.
That seems to be a bigger commitment than Pokemon Go.
It is. It is.
Well, how long does a game take?
Well, if you're doing the timed stuff, it can take up to 20 minutes.
Like, I just can't see myself. I can't see myself ever having 20 minutes.
that's the problem.
That a kid's like what are you doing, Dad? Let me touch this. Touch.
I don't have 20 minutes either. So. This has been leading to a problem similar to the aforementioned Civ 5. And I basically can't play the app anymore. So I gotta rely on, you know, pulling out the actual set and playing with live humans who are near me. But my dad actually gave us like his childhood chess set because the kids were interested in it. And that's actually what started it. And then I happened to start working at this place with the college students, and so now we're playing chess all the time.
College is different from when I was a kid. Okay.
There's a chess club that I might try and show up at now and then get shamed publicly for how bad I am. I miss really bad stuff sometimes. It's really embarrassing. But it's fun. Excuse me. I really like it. So I'm sorry that I'm almost 40 now. By the way, Vink, because it was my birthday, and I'm finally getting into chess.
Well, that's anyway. Fine. I'm starting new stuff too. Yeah, I started Pilates?
Sure.
What's that?
Well, I mean, talk about a future retro. Like, how old is chess, right? Like, I can't even remember, like, what century it was that you could start doing the move upon two spaces, and then en passant became part of it, and all the stuff. Like, there's a whole evolution to, like, the rules that I'm sure someone would love to hear someday. Yep.
Well, there's our next podcast.
I doubt it, but yeah. If you guys are interested in chess, it's a free app. You have to make an account, but it's also free. You can pay for something where you can like do more puzzles and stuff, but for the most part, it's interesting to like gauge yourself and improve, and if you're into that kind of thing, and yeah, like you learn more about yourself.
Right. All right.
Right.
So, Grandia 2 or chess. Those are what we recommend.
Grandia 2 or chess. All right. Do you have a question for Famicom Denshimail? Tweet us at Famicom Dojo with the hashtag Denshimail. Call us at 608-492-1923 and leave us a voicemail that we can play on the podcast or in a new video response. Leave a comment on this episode or one of our other videos. Or if you just want to share your own future retro or pile of shame, you can even send us a link to your YouTube video to be added to our official Denshimail playlist. Head over to famicomdojo.tv/podcast for more details.
So, I hinted last time at an upcoming project.
Yes.
And, okay, so, I'm getting old, and I'm getting fat. Like, really fat. Like...
Oh, no.
Like, there hasn't been a video for a while, so you might not realize how fat I've gotten, but it's pretty fat.
Oh, dear. Oh, no.
And I feel that if this trend continues, that as I said, I'm years late for my midlife crisis. Yes. My new project is I'm going to try to become less fat. That's right.
Oh, good luck.
Through the only
the battle
way
for
I
the
know,
bulge is real.
Through the only way I know how. Now, I know what you're thinking. Yes. Diet. Proper exercise, perhaps a gym membership. Au contraire. En passant.
No. That's not what that means, but okay.
I will be doing it the only way that's ever been effective for me. Now, those who have been following my illustrious career, just a minute, illustrious career for a while, know that the most famous thing that I ever did was a series of articles over a 7-week period called The Great Experiment, We Fit.
Yes.
I did those for...
God, those posts are all gone now.
They're all gone because Four Color Rebellion did not respect my history. It got linked on Penny Arcade. I was featured in various magazine articles. I was interviewed by a number of places. It was really the thing that put me on the map. Back when We Fit was out, because it came out in Japan before it came out in the United States, so I was covering a game that hadn't been released yet for the English speaking audience, and I managed to lose. I don't remember how much I lost. Again, all the articles are gone, and stupid me figured, oh, if I put it up on the internet, it's forever. I don't need to keep a backup of this stuff.
Right.
But I know I lost at least. Like something like 10 pounds, 12 pounds. I don't know.
Right.
I lost enough that it made a noticeable difference. It might've been more. I really cannot recall. But I still have the before and after picture. I don't want to put that up in the show notes. The before pic. Then again,
come on. Who doesn't want to see shirtless Vink?
Everyone. That's another reason why I need to do this. So But the reason I stopped was because it got... I mean, I worked to lose all this weight before my wedding.
Right.
Because I wanted to look good for my wedding. And I did. I'd never been as healthy as I was during that time. We Fit totally worked. And it worked again when We Fit Plus came out. I lost about 4 kilos before kind of giving up. and kilos, pounds. I don't remember how much I lost. Don't worry not about much. It. Not
two,
as much as the
2.2 pounds per kilo, by the way, for anyone
something
that's
like that. But I lost weight. But I didn't keep it up because it's boring. And it doesn't have it was the same exercises every day. And I had family now, so it was harder to find time to do it. I was married. You know, when I was doing it originally, I was single. And, I had the time. So now what's happening with Nintendo? They have announced Ring Fit Adventure, which is their new fitness game. And you know what? I'm going to try it again. This is 12 years later, 13 years later, something like that. It's a lot later. And I'm heavier now than I was when I started the whole Wii Fit thing. Significantly heavier. And much more reluctant to take my shirt off. Mm-hmm. I don't even do that when I bathe. That's a lie.
All right, Tobias.
But what I'm thinking is one of the main reasons... Yeah, I'm a never nude. One of the main reasons why I was able to do it when I was blogging about it was because of the feedback I got, the encouragement and
okay.
and incredulity. Like people go, this isn't going to work. And, you know, right. I wanted to prove those people wrong. And the people are like, good, go for it, Vink. I wanted to prove those people right. And so I'm thinking of doing it again. Now, I don't have a blog anymore. I don't have a way to blog. So I thought I'd do it as a vlog. Originally I thought on my site, my YouTube site, Vink, YouTube Vink. If you're not subscribed, subscribe. Sorry, I gotta throw that plug in. But I don't know. Do you think this is something that our dojo viewers, how many subscribers do you think I'm gonna lose when I take off my shirt? I mean, I think that's really the main consideration right now.
Listen. I think you should totes do it. We could ask our viewers and subscribers here what they would like.
Well, by the time this podcast comes out, the Wii Fit Ring Fit Adventure it releases on October 18th, I think. I've already ordered it, so by the time this podcast comes out, I'll probably have put up the first video. So I guess. If you don't see it on Famicom Dojo, look for it on Vink, the Vink channel. Am I Vink or Famicom Vink? I don't even remember.
I think you're just Vink.
Just Vink. Okay. V-I-N-N-K, by the way. Please check that out. And I feel that if I make myself public about it, I'm going to have to do it. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I'll hold you to it.
Well, exactly.
Somehow.
So I'm hoping
across
to...
across the planet.
I want to lose 10 pounds.
All right.
Well, I want to lose 25 pounds. That's what I want.
Right. But you got to start somewhere.
But you got to start with a goal.
Yeah.
So I'm preparing right now by eating as much food as possible.
Yes, perfect.
Because I want to have the energy for the exercises, you know.
Yes, obviously.
And... I want to show that I'm losing a lot of weight, so I have to have a lot of weight to begin with. You see where I'm going with this. So,
right. Like, it's like supersize me, but in reverse. I get it.
Exactly. So right after this, I'm going to eat some donuts.
Probably.
Anyway, have I told you how fat I've gotten? Whoa. Fat.
This is the part where I get to tell you that one of my guilty pleasures shortly before the 10th anniversary of the Dreamcast was Celebrity Fit Club, which at some point got moved to like the channel that like tells you what other channels are on.
Okay. That's bad.
That's weird. That's weird. But like one of the guests... one of the guys was like Bam Margera's dad, whose name escapes me right now. Phil. And like, he would say things like, I think I get good exercise by like, you know, using the riding mower and keeping my torso straight when I'm going around curves and stuff. So I have no idea how well Phil is doing now, because this was a while ago. But
yeah,
I feel you, dude. I look forward to it, and I need a new celebrity fit album in my life, so this is perfect.
So I was thinking I'd probably blog once a week, just kind of to... I don't think I'm going to go through too much of the actual... I mean, I'll probably film a little of the workout, but frankly, the times that I'm going to be filming it are when my kids are going to be... I mean, the times when I'm going to work out is when my kids are asleep, so I don't think there's going to be that much footage, but I'll try to go through the game at least a little bit. And I just hope that, like, the game is fun. Because if it is, I think I could see myself continuing to do it. Because, as I said, one of the reasons I stopped Wii Fit was the grind was getting boring. It was the same exercises every time.
Oh, sure.
So this one, with gamifying it, might be the thing that it takes that I don't... That I can... The way it's going, man, I'm not going to make it that many years if I keep gaining weight like this. I got to at least stop. And hopefully go back the other way, because I got some really beautiful kids and I'd like to see them grow up. So if this doesn't work, maybe
sure.
I will finally start that health club. But again, I think it's something I got to find something that I'm motivated to do. And I love video games, and I really hope that this. So Nintendo, if you're listening, please save my life.
Oh, God.
No pressure. Yeah, no pressure.
They were supposed to release a whole bunch of, you know, like, lifestyle stuff that never happened.
Yeah, never happened. So, or maybe this is it.
All right.
I don't know.
This is it.
But anyway, so look forward to that. I guess I'll put up a trigger warning at the beginning that I might remove my shirt. I am not a handsome man, Sean. I got to say that. I am not a handsome man.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and you let your viewers decide.
No. I mean, this is I'm objectively not a good-looking man, but that's okay. But, you know, that's the thing. When I was doing the exercise before, I started caring. Like, when I was doing Wii Fit, I never set out to diet. But it just kind of came naturally because I enjoyed the workout that I was doing, and I felt less need to fill that with donuts, you know? So I'm hoping it's going to go the same way.
I mean, that is for sure the hardest part.
Yeah. So let's see.
All right. Everyone wish Vin good luck and your awesome support. That's a good point. I don't know when this podcast will come out in relation to this video series starting, but maybe there are people who are listening who don't watch, and this will get some.
My hope is that this podcast comes out slightly before I start and before I've quit.
Oh dear. Okay. Yes. To continue the encouragement, we'll get you. We'll keep you going, Vink.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. This is like Tinkerbell. You got to like clap. You got to encourage.
Yep.
This is going to help me too, because I have been trying to keep certain levels to manageable levels, and that was redundant. What I'm trying to say is, yes, I will like you know, when your wife becomes pregnant and you stop drinking for 9 months. No one does that. But the point, solidarity, I'm with you. Let's do this.
Yep. All right. You should get it too. We should do it together.
Okay. So I think that's all the time we have for this week then.
Yep. I hear a baby crying, so listening. I think I gotta go. Yeah.
Alrighty. All right. So I guess until next time then, the dojo is
gonna cut back on its donut intake.
Oh. But for good cuts.
For good. Welcome to the
Famicom Dojo Video Game Podcast is produced every week by That's Orange LLC. Theme songs One More Continue and RPG were written and performed by the Amari Tones. Find them on iTunes or amaritones.net. Pixel art by Lewis Sled Judson at lewisstrations.co.uk. Find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, YouTube, or wherever RSS feeds are downloaded.
Famicom Dojo.